in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to 34. This is our usual communion passage. I'll try to make my remarks shorter because I've kind of a little long-winded. I haven't preached for a couple weeks, can you tell? Anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is Paul. He's correcting. You need to know this context. I know I say it every time, but he's correcting the Corinthians because what they did was so bad. He says, when you come together, you think you're having the Lord's Supper? You're not. I want us to make sure we are. And so these are important words for us. And so he begins in the beginning. He begins with something he was not at that God showed him that he shares with churches that is so important, and we just read over the top and don't even get it. And this is the historical background. For I received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now, the whole point of this is this was reminding them of the first Lord's table, Lord's Supper. That's what we are repeating every time we do this. This is not some obscure rite that we can do anything we want. This is repeating what they did. Notice when he talked about the Passover, he didn't include all of it. He included the bread, the aphikomen, and he included the third cup. Not the last cup, because we're going to drink that together in heaven. But the third cup, and he goes through and says, this is what they did. Why do the Corinthians care? Because they needed to understand this was a remembrance of Jesus dying, but also a remembrance of what happened there when he started the Lord's Supper. So then he tells us in verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. In other words, when we do this, we are actually showing people what Jesus did. This is God's picture. That's why you have to do it with respect. That's why he tells us, he warns us in the next section, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a person examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, this is a great verse here, we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, this is the last two verses are specifically for the Corinthians. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment, and the rest will lay set in order while I come. This is the Lord's table. It is for the Lord's people. So you need to know for sure you're one who has taken him as your Savior. Second thing you need to realize is this is done with a spirit of confession. We confess. So let a man or person examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So we do this after a self-examination. We include 40 seconds for that because of the fact that many years ago I realized I instructed everyone every time we were doing this and assumed they did it at home and realized we're telling you need to examine yourself before you take it and give no one time to do it. So we're going to do that. For 40 seconds, we're going to have silent prayer. And you confess to God or you talk to God or deal with God in the silence of your own heart. If there's a sin you need to confess, then confess it. If there's a spirit of unbelief, then confess that also. If you've done it this morning, I always do it twice. Not that I have to because he forgives me the first time, but I just want to honor him. So you can do it the second time. I don't think he'll care much. As long as you do it at least once. But we'll give you an opportunity to talk to him for about 40 seconds, and we'll ask one of these men to pray over the elements, and we will participate in the Lord's Supper. Let's pray together. Ask a blessing on the Lord's body.
Dear Heavenly Father, like the songs we sang earlier today, we come to you broken and helpless. Help us to be mindful and remember the price that you paid, that you became broken for us, that your body was broken, and this is a symbol of that love that we can show others, and that there will be a very personable testimony for us, that this is very real to us, that when we share it, we're sharing your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. Help us to be bold and willing to tell others. Thank you for this time that we have to reflect on our own selves and confess the things that are going on in our own lives, that we know we're not worthy. We know it. That we would be willing to open our mouth and tell other people. In your name, amen.
The Bible says, "For I received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he had broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Amen. Brian, we ask a blessing on the remembrance of his blood.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the sacrifice that you made through your Son. Lord, we recognize that life is in the blood. It is in the blood of Jesus Christ, and it is that blood that was shed for us that brings the righteousness of God into our lives that we may be saved. Lord, help us never to forget the fact that God became man in order that man might become like God. We pray, Lord, for your name to be glorified through this process. And we ask these things in your name. Amen.
Bible says, "In the same manner, he also took the cup, the one after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Amen. Let's pray. Father, it's hard to find words to describe the blessings of what Jesus did for us. It's hard to find in our hearts an understanding of how much you're willing to pay that we might be yours, and realizing how unworthy we are and how wonderful you are, it boggles our minds, but we are very, very thankful that it's true. Thankful that Jesus came, that he died, that he shed his blood, that he gave himself for us in our place, that we might saved, that we might have his righteousness, that we might be acceptable to you, that we might grow in grace and mercy, and that someday you're going to come back for us. We look forward to that day. Pray that you would bless us now as we dismiss, that you go before us as we sing the hymn, and as we go out, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One announcement, there is going to be a deacon's fund. Deacons will be at each of the door if you want to give to that with a plate. And that's for helping people who have financial needs in our church. And so we are thankful for that. The Bible says when they'd sung a hymn, they went out. You were dismissed. The Lord bless you.